Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 308, Scientific Humanism, Part 1. Humanism, by the admission of its own adherents, is defined as a philosophical, religious, and moral point of view. One of its most prominent proponents was the late British biologist Sir Julian Huxley, grandson of the famous Thomas Henry Huxley of Darwin's day. He wrote concerning this point of view in these words, "This new ideas system, whose birth we of the mid-20th century are witnessing, I shall simply call humanism, because it can only be based on our understanding of man and his environment. It must be organized around the facts and ideas of evolution, taking account of the discovery that man is part of a comprehensive evolutionary process and cannot avoid playing a decisive role in it. It will have nothing to do with absolutes, including absolute truth, absolute morality, absolute perfection, and absolute authority." This from Essays of a Humanist, printed in 1964. From this single quote, we learn, therefore, that humanism must embrace the so-called science of evolution, and that it refuses to have God or absolutes in its knowledge. This is entirely contradictory to the idea that the Bible is authoritative, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, that Christ's Word is truth, John chapter 14, verse 6, and that it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps, Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 23. The chief organ for the support of humanism is The Humanist, published jointly by the American Humanist Association and the American Ethical Union. There is also a Fellowship of Religious Humanists, a quarterly journal, whose president at one time was Lester Mondale, brother of the Vice President of the United States. The policy statement of these organizations was set forth in the first named magazine in the May-June 1933 issue. It was called The Humanist Manifesto 1. An unprejudiced appraisal of the 15 theses of that manifesto was given by the prestigious Yale Law Journal for 1978 in these words. First, religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. Second, humanism believes that man is a part of nature and that he has emerged as the result of a continuous process. Third, humanism asserts that the nature of the universe depicted by modern science makes unacceptable any supernatural or cosmic guarantees of human values. Religion must formulate its hopes and plans in the light of the scientific spirit and method. This is, pure and simple, scientific humanism. One of the signers of that first manifesto was the celebrated educator, John Dewey, of whom Phyllis Schlafly says, "The first humanist manifesto, published in 1933, has had great status with educators because it was endorsed by the father of progressive education, John Dewey." This from her book in 1977. That his philosophy of education has not been all that desirable is noted by a creation scientist when he wrote, "Dewey based his philosophy upon experience as the ultimate authority in knowledge and conduct. This leads logically to the belief that human intelligence and the use of the scientific method can create the better society. This in turn leads naturally to the rejection of the supernatural element in religion, or in other words, to the rejection of God." This quote comes from Bolton David Hauser's book, Evolution and Christian Faith, published in 1969. But now there is also a humanist manifesto too. This lengthy statement of 17 principles was first published in The Humanist, September and October 1973, volume 33, number 5. It is divided into 5 subheads: religion, ethics, individual, democratic society, and world community. In the preface, the proponents state clearly, as in 1933, humanists still believe that traditional theism, especially faith in the prayer-hearing God, assumed to love and care for persons, is an unproved and outmoded faith. From the manifesto itself, under the subject of religion, we have these words. First, in the best sense, religion may inspire dedication to the highest ethical ideals. We believe, however, that traditional dogmatic or authoritarian religions that place revelation, God, ritual, or creed above human needs and experience do a disservice to the human species. This was from the Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2, Prometheus Books, printed in 1976. It was this document that was signed by prominent scientists such as Linus Pauling, Francis Crick, Isaac Asimov, and the late Julian Huxley. This should leave no doubt in anyone's mind as to the position taken by some of our leading men of science. To this must be added the well-known atheist, Dr. Anthony Flew of England, whose debate with Dr. Thomas B. Warren turned into a defeat of atheism and a victory for creation. This concludes part one of this subject. It will be continued on tape number 309. Thank you for calling Bible Call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.